the interview in the Irish Independent this morning with the CEO of Dublin City Council, Richard Shakespeare. And he was talking that there's a key, a very significant impact of the return scheme with the 15 cent now attached to a plastic bottle or can has kickstarted, he says, a craze of bin scavenging across Dublin. And I put it out there, if you've noticed this in Kerry, I mentioned it to a number of my colleagues this morning, and one person said, yeah, I was out for a walk on a public walkway and I noticed somebody going through the bins, and it was very clear that they were looking for bottles, plastic bottles. Well, we're joined on the line by Noel Crowley of Kenmare Tidy Towns. Good morning to you, Noel, and thank you so much for joining us on the Kerry Today show this morning. I hope you're keeping well.
All right, good morning, Tracy. Yeah, you were after making me very hungry, dear, by calling out all that lovely food and it's all there.
I know.
Yeah. I'm available to go at any time if you ever have any freebies for there, you know.
So you'd be happy to go there for Radio Kerry and sample the menu and give us your verdict on the food?
Oh, I could do that for you, all right, yeah. I see if it's up to scratch with Kimmy's standards, you know. See, would it be up with that, you know?
Yes, and that's the question there. Would it be up to Kenmare's standards? That's the key to it.
Yeah, that's it. That's when you're at the right standard, when you can come up to the cuisine in Kenmare, Tressa, yeah. Yeah, that seems to be another... I know there's a problem in Castle Island and Tralee with it. Now, luckily, we don't have that problem in Kenmare.
This is about the bin scavenging, so that people can extract bottles and cans, and then they can get their 15 cent from the scheme.
But I thought it was a good idea above in Dublin. Then you're probably aware of it yourself, where they kind of put a band around the bin that people could put their plastic bottles and stuff into, that not to be put it into the bin itself, you know. And that seemed to have been working there, so maybe that's something that people could consider. Are you aware of what I mean?
No, talk me through that.
Oh, yeah, well, if you see some of the bins there around O'Connell Street and stuff like that, so you have the bin, but around the bin then you have this plastic thing that goes down over the bin, and people can put their bottle into that rather than put it in with the general waste. So they can come along then, and at least the bottle's on all sides, not inside with the general waste. It's just basically like a thing for that you put your cup into, you know, if you had a coffee and stuff like that. So it's a plastic and it goes around the bin, fits over the bin. So that seems to be a solution in the cities for it anyway. So maybe that would be because if they're rummaging through the bins and stuff like that, that is terrible. In all fairness, there's nothing worse to see your town littered like that, you know.
And it's not something you've seen directly in Kenmare, though, as you said.
No, thankfully. No. But I don't want to see it either. I just thought that was a good idea now that I saw above in Dublin, that they had this thing that you just put your bottle into, you know, rather than put it into the hole for the general waste. So it would work. That would be the only thing. But, it would be awful if it started happening inside our towns. They're hard enough to keep clean besides that happening, you know.
We've a comment from Brendan O'Brien of Tralee Tidy Towns. Brendan has told my producer, Breda, that he's seen this, it's also called dumpster diving, happening in Tralee. He thinks it happens everywhere. And people are also emptying shops bins and pulling rubbish everywhere. And he's saying that shops have had to lock their bins inside. So clearly a bit of a problem in Tralee.
That would be terrible, all right. Yeah, clearly that is a problem, yeah. So I don't know. Could you put some bit of a dispenser, if it was going on very much, could you put a bit of a dispenser next to your bin that they could just put the bottles into? I'm just thinking, I don't know how it would work, but, you know, maybe there's some way of doing it rather than rummaging through the bins anyway, and it would be better than that, you know?
Yeah, because I was thinking about that too, Noel, and first of all, should people, and as Richard Shakespeare, some people may actually desperately need the money, and should people be punished for that, and also for showing some initiative as well? I mean, fair juice to them if they want to make a bit of extra cash, but to do it in such, but to have it arranged in such a way that you're not going to leave a pile of rubbish after them, you know, strewn all over the footpath and road.
Oh, I know. That wouldn't be on at all. Like, that's an offence in itself. Like, you know, you can't have that. Yeah, it's amazing sometimes when the best of ideas you come up with, they'll always come way around to that it won't end up being a good idea. But, like, that shouldn't have as stopped. It was a brilliant thing to happen. We definitely see a way, bottles are a way down. Possibly, you know, coffee cups are the biggest offender again. I must say, from the Kilmare Tidy Towns point of view, the amount of bottles and cans anyway has definitely decreased 100-fold nearly. You know, you won't be picking up as much. Coffee cups seems to be the biggest offender in these type of towns, you know, where you'd have tourism and stuff like that. But, it's a shame because it's such a good initiative that something like that could spoil it, but hopefully not.
But from Kinmare anyway, the return scheme has been positive in Kinmare.
Oh, without doubt. Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah, fantastic. You know, I know you have charities getting onto it and all that, and you can give that more to charity, which is a great idea, and different clubs and stuff like that. Sure, it's win-win for everybody, really. But all those poor people that have their bins scavenged, like, outside of that, it's a brilliant initiative, you know.
And Noel, and we're talking to Noel Crowley of Kinmare Tidy Towns here. Noel, I remember last year after one of Kerry's games, I can't remember which one, but there was a video of a man, and I thought, fair juice to him. He was, after the crowds were leaving Croke Park, he was going around picking up cans and bottles that would qualify for the return scheme. And he was very methodically picking them up, putting them into a bag and taking them away with him so he could claim the money back. And I thought, fair juice to him that, and fair juice to the return scheme for encouraging that sort of initiative. I mean, we don't want that sort of behaviour punished, do we?
Oh, no, without doubt. And, you know, yeah, that's nice. And maybe that person needed that bit of money. And you'd see those when you're abroad, too, on the beaches. By night, I saw it happening. Fellas out with big, huge sacks. And they'd be picking up all water bottles, mostly, in that case. And then I was in a country last year where it wasn't in initiative. And such a difference then from one country to the next about there was bottles everywhere again. So, like, you know, if the bottles go off the beach in that case or the football stadium, you know, it doesn't matter really who picks them. If a fella needs them, well and good. But as I say, it's win-win everywhere, you know. You know, especially water bottles. Water bottles were, you know, people are consuming so many water bottles now. Mm. They were a real problem up to this initiative, you know.
Now, you mentioned there earlier in the interview, Noel, that thankfully there is no problem with bin scavenging or in Kinmare, but there is a bit of a problem with coffee cups, disposable coffee cups. Mm-hmm.
That seems to be, you know, and that was a great initiative in Clowney, but it seems, from what I've heard from them, it seems to have fallen through again because you won't get everyone to back it. But, it is really the number one problem now is coffee cups.
And this, of course, is the so-called latte levy that the department, this was back in October, around the time of the budget, the Clarny Coffee Cup project, they met with the Department of Climate, Environment and Energy at the time, and the department told them that they weren't proceeding with a plan to require cafe and takeaway customers to pay a 20 cent levy, the so-called latte levy, on each disposable cup they used, and the latte levy is designed to encourage people to bring their own keep cups, permanent cups, to reduce paper waste, plastic pollution and littering. And you're saying that the decision...
Oh, they should have backed Clowney. It was absolutely working brilliant in Clowney, you know. Look at the levy on plastic bags, how that changed it, the countryside. Mm. Gee, we all saw bags flying in the air and in open ditches and everything. Look at the way that... It's a no-brainer. The government should have backed Clowney 100% in that light. It's a no-brainer, you know, but there's obviously businesses talking somewhere along the line and some big business doesn't want it or something because, you know, how could it not work? Of course, it should be there. Clowney should have got it. It was a great... We were all in awe of Clowney that they were able to get it going, you know, with all their small cafes and stuff that everyone... And then the government won't back them, basically, with the latte levy that they said that would be there years ago, you know. It's an awful thing, I think.
Now, the Killarney Coffee Cup project are proceeding despite this setback, but is it fair to say, Noel, that there really isn't any buy-in in Kenmare from businesses, unless this is nationwide, that unless there's an absolute obligation for cafe and takeaway customers to pay a 20-cent levy on each disposable cup they use?
Oh, exactly. For it to work properly, it has to be across the board, you know. It'd be like the bag levy. Sure, if five shops were doing it and five shops weren't doing it, so that wouldn't work at all, you know. It would have to be across the board for everyone. But it's simple. It's a no-brainer. Sure, if it keeps our countryside better, you know, I don't know. But they have their own reasons for not introducing it anyway. And because the government, as you say, they had it as part of their budget. And next thing they did a U-turn on it, you know.
Finally, Noel, Kenmare Tidy Towns looking ahead to spring, to summer, the busy, really busy time for you. We're just over the St. Bridget's Bank Holiday weekend. St. Patrick's Day isn't too far away. I know last year you were urging, back in the summer, you launched this very interesting initiative, very novel initiative, encouraging tourists to Kenmare to help yourselves with their weekly cleanup and just to get involved with it, and that in return the tourists who would help with the Tidy Towns would get a voucher for a local tourist attraction or restaurant. How did that work? Yeah. And will you be doing it again this year?
Oh, we will, of course. Yeah. We'd be unique with it. Like, and the businesses bought into it straight away. They were all delighted with it, that they were giving vouchers for this and that. And, you know, it isn't as if the people would have to come in and give their sweat to get this voucher or anything. But it's just to get everyone working together. And, you know, when tourists come to a town like Kenmare, it is amazing, the mountain, and they would say that how clean it is, you know, and they're willing. As I say, we won't come up the sides of houses and sweating and painting or anything like that, but it's just a good initiative. We've got a great buy-in from the local businesses now in it, you know. It's all about inclusiveness, you know, which we won an award for above in Park afterwards for the Tidy Towns, not just because of that campaign, no, but it's all about getting everyone involved and, you know, building up a community.
Well done.
And everything.
Well done, Noel.
It was a great initiative as well, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Noel Crowley of Kenmare Tidy Towns. And as I said, we brought him on to talk about this so-called bin scavenging, which has been one side effect of the return scheme. Not an issue in Kenmare, but we're hearing it's a problem in other places in Kerry. Get in touch with your views. More on the way.